Jesus showed men what it takes to lead and succeed in life. It's never easy, but it's always worth it. Join us on our epic journey of faith as we follow Jesus, the blueprint for men. Okay, I've got a question for you today. How do you know God's will? I mean, I know there's easy situations where you know God doesn't want you to steal the money on the table, or you know He wants you to be kind to your wife. But how do you know His will when it's a gray area? How do you find out what God's will is? Well, lately I've been learning a lot about finding God's will because last week, literally we're talking 5 days ago, I was sitting across the table from a man who travels the world teaching people about revival and discipleship, and I was asking him to learn about discipleship so I can use it in this ministry. And instead of giving me his 3 points or writing some notes on a napkin, he looked at me over the table and he said, "Would you like to see it firsthand?" And he said, "On February 5, I'm flying to Ethiopia. You want to come with me?" Wow. Guys, I don't know anything about Ethiopia except that it's in Africa. Like, I had no idea that Ethiopia is in a civil war. I didn't know that the State Department is telling Americans not to travel to Ethiopia. Yet, here was an opportunity to go. Now, you might be like, "Hey, Grant, you know, in the Bible, Jesus said, go into all the world to teach people, to disciple people. So here you have a man of God asking you if you want to help him disciple other men. Like, that's a super easy thing to do. Like, this is a no-brainer. Except I got a wife and a kid and I've got a job and how am I going to get over there and pay for it? And I got to get a visa and do I need vaccines? And I mean, there's so many crazy issues." And so I was just bombarded with all of these thoughts and questions and doubts and fears. Like, I'll be real with you. Like, one of my biggest fears is not doing the right thing. It's that God gives me this opportunity and I screw it up. That's a fear that I struggle with. A fear of like, well, I don't want to let God down. I don't want to disappoint Him. Now, I know there's times where in fits of rage or when I'm just overcome with temptation, I do things that I know disappoint God. And I hate that and I ask for repentance. But there's other times where I'm like, oh man, do I do this or that? And this was one of those moments. Like, I don't want to abandon my family and go to a dangerous place where I could be kidnapped or but there might be terrorists or something. So like, what do I do? Well, this man said, "Hey, you need to pray about this." And that's exactly what I wanted to do. And so I spent the next couple of days just really praying about it. And yeah, obviously I talked to my wife and just saying, "Okay, what do I do here? What is your will, God?" And he wasn't super clear. He didn't give me a burning yes, go, or a no, don't. It was just kind of nothing. It was like picking up the phone and just listening to static. And that was so frustrating for me because, guys, I don't want to disappoint God. And if He's not talking to me, then it probably means there's something wrong with me, right? So like, what am I doing wrong? How am I not saying the prayer the right way? Am I not praying long enough? Is there sin in my life? What do I do? And in the midst of all of this confusion and spiritual fear, this man sent me a text. And in the text, he shared his principles for discovering God's will for his life. He told me, "Following God's will for your life is one of the most exciting and frustrating things you will ever do." He said, "God never runs on our timetable. He rarely answers in the way that we think He will or should. It grows your faith like nothing, and that is so hard." I want to share with you these principles of how to discover God's will, because maybe right now you're looking at a big decision and you don't know what to do, or maybe sometime soon you're going to get hit with something. You're like, "Oh man, God, what do you want me to do?" The first step is to pray in the authoritative name of Jesus to prevent Satan from confusing or distracting you. Now in church, all the time we hear people say, "In Jesus' name, amen." And it's kind of a thing that we just say. But the first step to discovering God's will is to say a prayer in the name of Jesus and claim the authority that He has been given. In Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Jesus is saying, I've got the power. And when we start looking into God's will, we've got to start focusing on who's got the power, who's got the authority. What's crazy about this verse is Jesus says, all authority has been given to me. That means Jesus doesn't take the authority anywhere. Now, typically when I read this verse, I think about how God the Father gave Jesus all authority. And that's awesome. Way to go, Jesus and God. And that's super cool. But as I was reading about it this weekend, God just hit me upside the head with my Bible and said, listen, you have to give him the authority. This isn't just this huge eternal and God the Father gave Jesus the authority. This is something I've got to do in my life. So if I really want to find out God's will, first off, I've got to give him the authority over me. That's a hard thing to do because I know what I want and I know what I want to do. And Jesus is saying, nope, surrender your life to me. So first you pray in the authoritative name of Jesus and you say, God, I need you to keep me from being confused and distracted by Satan. I need your wisdom and I give you the authority to guide in this process. And then the second step is you surrender this issue and your life fully to Jesus. That means if he says stay, you're like, okay. If he says go, you're like, let's go. Don't tie your emotions and your desires to the answer you want God to bless. Say, God, whatever you want, I will do. Then you need to repent of any sins that you have in your life. Ask God, say, hey, is there anything that's separating me from you? Now, there might be something pretty obvious. Maybe it's a sin that you just run to all the time, or maybe there's a relationship where you've got a big grudge, or there's some forgiveness that you just need to offer to somebody. For most of my life, I thought sin was like breaking a rule that I would either be punished for breaking or rewarded for keeping. But lately I've learned that sin is the thing that separates me from God's love. In Psalms 139 verses 23 and 24, David says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. And that's a great prayer to pray as you're surrendering authority to God. Say, okay, God, what do I need to repent of? And some things, they're going to be obvious. Just let those go right away. But other things, you might have to sit in silence for a while and say, okay, God, what's next? And he's going to bring things to your mind. And it might be a struggle, but you've got to let them go if you want God to show you his will. The next step is pray for wisdom. In James chapter 1, verses 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But then verse 6 has a little bit of a warning. It says, when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because the man who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. The next step is so important because you've got to pray for wisdom, and then you've got to believe that God has given it to you. If you know the next step, great. If not, wait. That means if you know, okay, the next thing I got to do is I got to make this phone call. I got to have this tough conversation. I've got to do this thing I'm afraid of doing. Well, then that's what you got to do. But if you're looking at a situation and you just have no idea what to do, then you just wait. That was me this weekend. I prayed about it. I felt really good about it on Friday. I said, well, let's sleep on it. And then Saturday, I got really confused. I didn't know what to do. Do I go to Ethiopia or do I stay here in Tennessee? What do I do? And I wanted God to give me something clear, but he was saying, Grant, you gotta wait. If you know the next step, take it. But if you don't, you've got to wait. Now, during this time of waiting and praying for wisdom, I talked to this spiritual mentor and he said, what are you afraid of? And I said, well, I'm afraid of disappointing God. I'm afraid of doing the wrong thing. And he said, you've got to surrender that fear to God. You've got to let it go. And so I prayed this crazy prayer where I said, okay, God, you know, like I'm worried about doing the wrong thing here. So will you please take that fear away and give me courage, not to do the right thing, but courage to not be afraid of making the wrong choice. And what's crazy, guys, is God gave me peace. Notice I didn't say he gave me the answer. I still had no idea what to do, but he did give me peace. And that's what we need during the waiting time. Because the fourth step is to wait. Wait in God's presence. Just sit there with Him. Let Him reveal His will to you. Because get this, when you give God the authority over your life, when you say, okay, God, you're the Lord, you're the boss, then it's His responsibility to tell you what to do. The Bible's full of great verses encouraging us to wait in hopeful expectation for God to reveal His will. Check out Jeremiah 33:3. It says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you don't know. Psalms 25 verses 4 to 5 says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God, my Savior. My hope is in you all day long. And I love the promise of Psalms 32:8. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Those promises are telling you that God says it's my responsibility to show you what to do. So just wait for my timing. Now, this time of waiting is full of gifts, and it's not just you gotta be patient and grow your character. It's also a vacation. God knows what He's getting ready to call you to do, and it's probably gonna be a lot of hard work. The waiting time is when you have the opportunity to relax and recharge. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Another translation says, stop striving. Now these Hebrew words mean stop fighting, stop trying so hard, calm down, relax. And that's what the waiting time is for. It's a time to stop trying to prove to God how righteous you are and manipulate Him into giving you an answer. It's a time just to say, you know what, God? I'm going to rest in you. The final step is simple. You accept what God's given you, and you test your conclusion against God's word. God's word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path, and He's not going to ask you to do something that goes against His clear instructions in the Bible. So whatever answer you get, you've got to ask yourself, is this going against the Bible, or is it in line with the teachings of Jesus? Isaiah 8 verse 20 says, to the law and to the testimonies, if they don't speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. So that's what I did. I prayed in the authoritative name of Jesus. I surrendered my life and this issue. I prayed for wisdom. And then I waited. And then I felt God say, go. Go to Ethiopia. And I've looked at my Bible since then, and I've had so many verses that just encourage me to say, you know what? God's got this, and He's going to take care of you. So guys, I'm going to Ethiopia, and I feel peace about it. And I don't know what's going to happen there and how amazing it's going to be, or I don't know anything except that this is God's will for my life now. Now, I talk to you guys on this podcast a lot about stepping out of your comfort zone and doing the right thing and following God, and now I'm trying to live it in my own life. And so the next time you bump up against something and you're like, man, God, what do you want me to do? Follow these principles and God will make His will clear to you. Because here's two truths you can take to the bank no matter what. God is for you and God is with you. God bless. God's blueprint for building epic men is Jesus. When men go all in for God, they change the world. That's why Blueprint for Men is dedicated to empowering men to base their lives on the example of Jesus. One practical way to do that is through the Morning Summit. A number one new release on Amazon, this 13-week small group challenge equips men with the team, plan, and tools they need to create solid morning habits that will transform their lives. Search Morning Summit Blueprint on Amazon today. Jesus is the blueprint for men, and He's calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage.